reviewing a finding of hostile and abusive conduct towards staff by County Supervisor Rex Bone, other supervisors talked about how county employees are in the grip of fear caused by a broader pattern of intimidation. The power held by supervisors and how their behavior affects staff became a discussion point at the March 10th Board of Supervisors meeting. Supervisor Rex Bone acknowledged acting in what an investigative report describes as hostile and abusive conduct towards staff, but the board decided not to issue an official reprimand of him, an action known as a censure. But some supervisors have deep concern about how some members of the board interact with staff. Supervisor Natalie Arroyo related a discussion she had with a consultant who was hired to assess what county employees think of their work environment.
A couple of years ago, somebody who was working in a consulting capacity with the county and interviewing and working with a lot of department heads, who I won't name, said that a lot of department heads were scared of us. And I really, I wanted to be sure I didn't mishear them. And I asked for elaboration. And this person reiterated that a lot of department heads have fear for themselves and their employees about how they may be treated in small group meetings in particular, but also when they bring things here before us. And I don't want to have that kind of culture within the county. So I guess I think it's incumbent on all of us to try to, and I know we all have an open door policy and we all try to build relationships with staff in our own ways. And I don't know how to address that overarching sense of fear.
Arroyo added she's especially concerned because the fearful atmosphere was noted by a consultant who had interviewed many county workers. Bone's actions surround an online meeting with staff about the county's tobacco retail licensing ordinance. In objecting to the ordinance's prohibition of license transfers, Bone acted in what a written investigative report describes as a disrespectful and aggressive manner towards county employees. Bone read from a prepared statement, the first time he's ever done that, and said he was responding to concerns from constituents. Although he made some clarifications to a couple of the report's descriptions, Bone didn't contest its main finding.
I also want to clarify, to the best of my knowledge, that I did not direct profanity towards staff or use profanity about them. I did use a swear word in reference to myself. I apologize if I acted like an a-hole during the decision because I felt strongly about the topic at hand, being raised in a corner grocery store. However, I sincerely regret if my tone, delivery, caused anyone to feel uncomfortable or disrespected. I do apologize for that. Finally, I would like to thank Supervisor Madrone for bringing this matter forward to make me aware, and I appreciate the opportunity to reflect on the situation, and I apologize if anything I said or how I said it caused concern or hurt feelings.
This isn't the first time a supervisor has been called out for bad conduct against staff in recent times. Supervisor Michelle Bushnell has had two findings of hostile conduct against her. And while Board Chair Mike Wilson nodded to Bone's apology, he said it misses the main issue of power imbalance.
And I appreciate the apology that was given, but again, it was about, and what the words that I heard was, I apologize for the hurt feelings. And I think what we're talking about isn't just hurt feelings, but what staff feels is intimidation. That is different than hurt feelings. And I think we're trying to address that within the institution. And I appreciate Supervisor Arroyo's observation. And I think we've all heard, at least I have, from staff within the organization about feeling intimidated by people in power. That's us. And I want to be clear that is really, to me, the core issue that we're talking about. Not hurt feelings, but people feeling intimidated that they can't do their jobs or have to adjust the way that they're supposed to do things based on their fear of retribution or whatever.
The matter was agendized by Supervisor Steve Madrone, who accepted Bone's apology and seemed satisfied that Bone has had a, quote, learning experience. Bushnell's motion to simply file the report without issuing a censure was seconded by Bone, and it was apparent that the four votes needed to do the censure weren't there. The motion was unanimously approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.